Windermere on a cold winter's morning is probably one of the most picturesque views in the world. The sky's blue, the sun is shining, and the boats on the water complete this perfect picture. But don't be fooled into thinking it's all quiet on the lake when winter arrives. When the weather starts to take a turn for the worse, this presents many different problems and dangers on a daily basis. It's the job of South Lakeland District Council's lake wardens to patrol the lake and make sure the water is safe for people to enjoy this winter. I went to visit the team at Ferry Nab in Bowness to find out more about the vital work the wardens do that not many people realise is taking place behind the scenes. So what exactly is their job? SLDC Lake Warden Steve Phelps tells me a little bit about what the team do here.
We're all things to all people. Police, fire, ambulance, you name it, we do it. Our primary role is to manage the facility here at Ferry Nab. We also look after nearly 900 boats on moorings that are scattered the full length of the lake.
Now that temperatures are starting to drop and as weather conditions start to worsen, many problems with boats on Lake Windermere start to occur at this time of year. The main issue is that the moorings, which keeps boats fixed to a position on the lake, start to fail, leading to vessels coming loose and drifting across the water. Steve explains how this happens.
We have very few people that attend their boats during winter, but their boats are still out on the water. The weather conditions during that period tend to be a lot worse than they are in summer. At least three times a week, if we can, we try and get round the whole of the lake to make sure that those boats are secure on their moorings. People need to be checking their moorings at this time of year to make sure that all the equipment that's keeping that boat on that mooring is up to standard. It's very similar to having your car looked at for winter, new tyres on your car ready for the winter. You need to be checking your mooring straps and your mooring equipment to make sure that it's man enough to do the job.
So how come many boats come through from their moorings? Steve says it's the boat owner's responsibility to ensure their vessel is secured correctly.
Three quarters of the problem is poor equipment that's not been maintained. Then we get the freak weather conditions that we've had over the last few years. And the two combined tend to lead to boats coming off their moorings and ending up ashore or drifting up the lake with nobody on them. If we're very lucky, we get advance notice of that before they're on the ground, so we can go out in the boat and bring them back to a safe, secure place.
Lake Warden Bob Crowther gives this advice for boat users on how to maintain their moorings this winter.
We do try and encourage people to, if they have a mooring on the lake, they arrange for it to be lifted, completely clear of the water and checked every 2 years. Then at the least you're spending a lot of money on your boat, at least you know the equipment that it's fastened to is of good quality and maintained. You would maintain a car to a good standard, so why not a mooring equipment?
Before my visit to Ferry Nab, six boats had already come off their moorings and had been recovered from up the shoreline, with more than half a dozen more that had their strop snapped, leaving the boats on the verge of coming loose. I went out onto the lake with the wardens on their patrol to see for myself the problems they face with boat moorings. As I'm about to head out onto the water, Steve tells me about the unique set of challenges that I may see on Lake Windermere.
We have the biggest waterborne resource in the country. We have all the associated problems that go with large amounts of people, large amounts of vessels in a fairly small space. Although it's the biggest resource in England, it's only 10.5 miles long. When you consider that currently there are over 4,500 motorised vessels registered with the National Park Authority on this lake, that doesn't count canoes, kayaks, sailing vessels. Our problem is that we have such a diversity of usage in a small area. The challenges are to manage that effectively for everybody that wants to use the lake without any conflict.
So after 2 hours of patrolling the lake, we come back to base. In just one circuit of Lake Windermere, we found several boats that could potentially come loose and drift unmanned across the water. Lake Warden Graham Woodman came out onto the water with me and explains what will happen next.
Today we found four boats where the strops actually snapped. So what we do, before they actually go onto the actual shore, we contact the owners, get them to come up and get them fixed. And it prevents damage to the boat.
The team here at SLDC are raising awareness of these problems. Steve Phelps tells me how they're getting the message out to local people and boat owners.
When the bad weather warnings come in, we automatically put that onto the Facebook page so that people are aware that there may be a problem. We then ask them to make sure that their equipment is maintained. We do that on a regular basis throughout the winter, because if you do it initially at this time of year, by the time you get through to February, March, when the weather's still bad, people may have just forgotten about it with the euphoria of Christmas and everything else that goes on. Now is the time to get it winterised. We also have started a programme of school visits. We get school children here now, so we're starting early with the message that you've got to be safe. Not just about boats, but about your personal safety on the water as well.
Like Steve says, Lake Windermere can be beautiful in winter, but it also can be very dangerous. Bob says the lake can pose a big risk to people in the run-up to Christmas.
You get the harsh winters, the cold, when the lake's starting to freeze in certain areas, and of course, it's an attraction. It was an attraction to me when I was a kid, that you'd go out on the ice, but you don't appreciate the dangers. And even if it's not actually frozen, the temperature of the water is barely above freezing anyway. You also obviously have the dangers and the problems of the heavy rain that we had in 2009, when it was probably on a normal summer level, it would be about 9 foot.
Likewise, Graham is urging people to stay safe when they're near the lake this winter.
People sometimes have a drink and then they go out and jump in the lake, think it's fun. But what happens is the alcohol closes the system down and people tragically then die. So the question is, be safe near water. Come and enjoy the lake, but make sure that you're safe.
Aside from the problems the wardens face with keeping people safe and making sure the boats are secured, there's also an increase of crime as Christmas approaches. Bob tells me about how boats are vulnerable to thieves.
They're just like a floating caravan. They are basically parked up. It's just like being a vehicle parked up, because unfortunately, criminals do visit the area. They do go out onto the lake, and to be perfectly honest, they have access to a number of boats through the winter when there isn't other boat owners about. You know, in the summer it's not too big of an issue because there's always people staying on nearby boats. This time of year we would encourage people to take as much property home. It might be a nuisance, it might be an hindrance, but it's at the end of the day, they'll still have the property to put back on the boat when they return in March next year.
Another issue that has also started emerging on Lake Windermere is open water swimming. With the popularity of the Great North Swim in the summer, the lake wardens help people who are training by shadowing the swimmers so that other boat users can see the person swimming in the lake. But sometimes people have not been following protocol, and Graham tells me it could cause a serious incident.
What does concern us is that there are a minority of people that go out onto the lake swimming alone with black hats and black wetsuits on. And as you're seeing today, some of the weather conditions, if they're not wearing something bright, they could end up getting injured by a boat. And it would be awful for the boat driver, but obviously tragic for the person who gets injured as well.
As you've been hearing, there's a lot that the lake wardens have to face on the lakes, but sometimes there is nothing they can do, and it leads to a tragedy.
You don't know what you're coming into work, you don't know what you can encounter. You can get boats breaking off the moorings, people falling on boats and needing assistance, because we're all community first responders. You'll have sailing dinghies which will capsize with people in the water, so you have to get them out. All right, in Easter this year, with the tragedy of the two people passing away on the vessel in Bowness, which was thought to be carbon monoxide poisoning.
So you were involved in that then?
Yes, I was involved in it. I was one of the... Well, basically, we received a call to say that there was... it was a first responder call to go around to the public jetties at Bowness Bay. And unfortunately, it was two people lost their lives on the boat. It's still being investigated by the police, and there's still the inquest to go ahead.
After spending the day with SLDC's lake wardens and being out on the water myself, I can really appreciate how tough their job can be and the hard work that goes on at Ferry Nab. Their message is clear: enjoy the lake, but be careful when around it and make sure that boats are safe so that they don't pose a danger to other lake users. My day as an honorary lake warden has come to an end. Who knows, maybe my news colleagues Peter and Mark might just let me out on the boat in the summer again.